vehicles crossing illegally in El Paso. That's CNN. When the propagandists at CNN can't even defend what's happening, that tells you how bad it is. And Karine Jean-Pierre every day stands up and lies on behalf of the President of the United States.
And somehow we let them get away with it. And final thought, Senator, you know, it's just not Texas, because these people go. And we're now watching Eric Adams in New York worrying about it, Lori Lightfoot in Chicago worrying about the invaders that were pushing to the cities that say, hey, we're all for the sanctuary city situation. This is affecting every single American, is it not, sir?
It is, and you need to understand, you know, when Karine Jean-Pierre says the wall is ineffective, she's right. Under Joe Biden, it is. You know why? Because what a wall does is slow you down, but a wall doesn't work unless you have an administration willing to deport the people once they're apprehended. The reason for this crisis is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris let them go, but it's even worse than let them go. Joe Biden is the last mile of the human trafficking network. They come in, they turn themselves over to the federal government, and Joe Biden puts them on an airplane, puts them on a bus, and takes them to every city in America. You might think, well, gosh, I don't live on the border. This isn't my problem. Well, you know what? If you're in any city in America, Joe Biden is shipping illegal immigrants to your community, many of whom are forced to work in criminal activity working for the drug cartels. It is horrific, and it is a national crisis, as even Democrat mayors are forced to admit when they arrive in their cities.
Ted Cruz last night on Newsmax, very, very opinionated. One of the things I was hoping to learn today was what kind of knee-jerk reaction would come from the civil judgment, $5 million going to be collected to Donald J. Trump. This is something that I suspected would not be a big deal, and it turns out it's not. I haven't had one person in all my travels this morning, in all my travels last night, nobody grabbed me and said, "What'd you think of that Trump verdict? Oh, my God, $5 million. It just hasn't happened. Let's go to cut five. This is Professor Jonathan Turley. He was on Fox last night, and his reaction to the Trump verdict. Here it is.
So we know that he did not testify. He is saying in a statement earlier today before the verdict, and we can bring Jonathan back in here on this one, that he would appeal on the basis of unconstitutional silencing, that he's a current political candidate, and that he can't speak or respond while she can. But, Jonathan, he was asked if he wanted to testify in person here, and he declined, correct?
Yeah, that dog won't hunt. If that's the argument on appeal, then it's going to be a rather quick appeal. There are other issues here that he might appeal on. Judge Kaplan was really quite yielding on the demands for witness testimony. He allowed in a lot of evidence, including the Hollywood Access tape and these other witnesses. Obviously, Trump had never been convicted or found guilty, either criminally or civilly, in those cases. So there was a lot of evidence here that the defense could say should not have been brought into the case or should have been handled differently. The problem for President Trump is that this is a mixed question of law and fact. There are some legal issues here, like the ones I mentioned about allowing in certain types of testimony. But when it comes to factual determinations, the Court of Appeals tends to be leery of overturning those. Jury decisions are really sort of iron-plated because you have to show that they were clearly erroneous. They're not going to be able to show that here with all this testimony. So the only way to really unravel this is to say that the jury heard things that they shouldn't have been allowed to hear because they were too prejudicial. Mm. The biggest problem for the president, I think, at trial, and it's going to be on appeal, is he decided not to testify. He didn't even appear in the courtroom. That not only triggered inferences, but it likely poisoned the well a bit for these jurors. Jurors don't like it. They don't like it in criminal or civil cases when the key accused party doesn't speak to them.
Professor Jonathan Turley last night, I'll just say, I don't think what happened yesterday in New York City is going to change any minds whatsoever. Those who have opposed the former president are still going to be opposed to him. He's not going to move the needle that way. But I also think that the people that believe in Donald J. Trump are going to stick with Donald J. Trump. And I don't think that this judgment, civil judgment, no jail time, no nothing, and the jury specifically said there was no rape. So you can't call him a rapist, although I guarantee you Democrats and maybe even some Republicans will start talking about him like he's a convicted rapist, when in fact he is not. Sexual abuse, yes. Rape, no. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. Coming up, Simon Hankinson will join us from the Heritage Foundation. He is a fellow on border security. We are just hours away, less than 7 hours away from the expiration of Title 42. Stay with us. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Several accidents on area roadways right now since we last spoke. Tropicana at Maryland Parkway, that's in the early stage. Silverado Ranch at Decatur. And an incident, Reno at Fort Apache. Sunset at Eastern, that's in the cleanup phase. Durango at Wigwam. Watch for an incident, Rainbow at Oki as well. There is some activity on the right shoulder. That's Interstate 15 northbound once you get past Blue Diamond, entering the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You'll tap the brakes there on the Beltway, 215 west at the airport connector, and a little bit of congestion downtown as well, 515 northbound at Main Street.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. NBA playoffs tonight. The Lakers looking to eliminate the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors. LA up 3-1 in the series. LeBron James says you can never count Golden State out, though.
When you play Golden State, you don't have an opportunity to relax. You just don't. So I'm not worried about us going in there comfortable. You just can't do it versus Golden State. It's not possible.
The Padres beat the Twins 6-1. Juan Soto had a season-high 4 hits with 2 doubles. Manny Machado hit a 3-run homer. The Giants beat the Nationals 4-1. Logan Webb held the Nats to 1 run in 7 innings with 7 strikeouts. The Dodgers beat the Brewers 6-2. Mookie Betts, Will Smith, and Miguel Vargas homered for L.A. The Dodgers have wins in 8 of 10. They lead the NL West by a game and a half over the Diamondbacks. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A national security expert, member of the Heritage Foundation, Simon Hankinson, was on with us earlier. We're talking about what happens in just a few hours when Title 42 is allowed to expire. He wrote that it's really standing in the way of a secure border, and I asked him to explain that. Here it is.
Well, I'll just say up front that the title wasn't mine, because I probably would have said that we don't have a secure border now. I don't think anyone believes Secretary Mayorkas when he stands up there and keeps repeating that the border is under control. But it's absolutely true that whatever security we have now, whatever little control they have, is going to be out the window and is already out the window with the end of Title 42. We're looking at 10,000 encounters, I think, yesterday, and it looks like it's only going up from there.
I want to ask you, because Alejandro Mayorkas had a news conference today, and as you say, he repeats the line that the border is not open. In fact, the exact opposite is true. They can watch Fox and their drone coverage, where you see endless lines of people coming across the Rio Grande River. What is it? What is it that the Biden administration is missing? What is it the media is missing?
They're not missing anything. They just don't want to cover the story. I mean, you see this when it comes to crime reporting. They don't cover the stories that don't fit their narrative. And if it's in some way going to hurt them politically, maybe they'll take a look at it. I think that's probably why they're focusing a little bit now, is that they've realized that it's gotten so out of control. It might not just be Fox News down there. Maybe some of the networks or national media will get down there and start reporting what they see, which is pretty horrifying.
Tell me what happens after 8 hours from now when Title 42 expires. What happens then?
Well, in a nutshell, I call Title 42, it's sort of Tony the Bouncer at the club. It's a law that allows agents to expel people on public health grounds, basically because they were afraid of COVID back in March of 2020, and they don't get to go through any of the paperwork. They don't get to enter the immigration law asylum system. So it's the bouncer says, no, you can't come in. That's the end of the story. When they take that power away, what they're going to be left with is Title 8, which is the normal immigration law. Now, that does contain the ability to deport people, and there's an expedited removal process, but that is incredibly cumbersome. It's more like trying to evict a tenant from your house. You know you're going to get there in the end, but it could take years and a lot of money and a lot of lawyers. So we're going to go from a system that at least allowed the administration to expel just under half of people under Title 42 with no fuss and concentrate on the rest, and now they're not going to have that ability. So it's going to be 100% of the load going into the complicated process.
Simon Hankinson joining us from the Heritage Foundation. I was on the border. I was in McAllen, Texas. I was at the Rio Grande. My feet were in the Rio Grande River, and thus I was in Mexico just 2 weeks ago. And one of the things that one of the Border Patrol agents said is that essentially this is going to extend the period of time it takes to rid ourselves of these illegals. Is that the way you see it, that essentially it's just, we can still accomplish the same thing, it's just going to take longer to do?
Well, I'm not sure that there's any political will to do it is the problem. I mean, ideally, look, we're Americans, we believe in legal immigration, and we also want people who genuinely have a fear for their lives to have the right to apply for asylum. But in order for that process to work, you can't just take every single person's claim at face value. You have to actually investigate. And when we do that, when we give them due process, which takes now about 5 years, but that's an estimate from before the crowds came, you're talking about 85 to 90% of them are not going to get asylum, either because they're judged not to qualify under our law, or because they don't bother to apply in the first place, or because they apply and then just kind of give up halfway through. So the problem isn't so much that the system doesn't work or wouldn't work if it was able to. It's that it's just clogged up with cases that just simply aren't valid.
Governor Greg Abbott has sent National Guardsmen to the border. Does he have a leg to stand on in doing that? Can a governor, a sitting governor, deploy troops to the border to defend our sovereignty?
I mean, in a nutshell, and, you know, I'm not an expert on constitutional law, but in a nutshell, no. The immigration is the responsibility of the federal government, like national defense. And it's the federal government's job to protect Texas and Arizona citizens and farmers from, an invasion of humanity coming from the South. And they're just simply failing to do it. And I completely understand why Governor Abbott and Governor Ducey are doing anything they can think of to try to fix this, but it simply isn't within their power. They don't have the resources, the manpower, or the legal authority to take the place of the Department of Homeland Security.
I'm curious what you think of the move of Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott and others essentially busing illegal migrants to blue cities and states across the country. You like that idea?
I actually do like it a lot. You have to remember, though, that in context, the people doing the busing are the federal government. I mean, like you, I was down there in Texas. I was down there in Arizona. I talked to a lot of people. There's just a system set up with your tax dollars through FEMA grants to give bus tickets, plane tickets. You see them at all the airports down there holding their arrest warrants. You know, you've got your real ID and your passport that it was a pain to get, and they just have a piece of paper from ICE that has a name on it that might or might not be their name. But yeah, the numbers that the governor of Texas and Arizona and DeSantis said are barely in the thousands compared to the millions that the federal government's sending. But they send a good signal, which is this is not just our problem. The border states can't handle this alone. And you see what happens when they get up to New York or Martha's Vineyard and Washington, D.C., people flip out.
Well, for instance, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, in her final days as the mayor of Chicago, is saying we just can't sustain this. What are these cities going to do? They keep wanting more federal dollars to flow in so they can put people up in hotels. I think they're trying to negotiate with the Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown Manhattan to house migrants there. What about that?
Yeah, I wrote a couple pieces about that. It's kind of interesting because now, you know, they are perfectly happy to stick it to the Republicans on this issue because they know that they generally don't agree with them. But this is an intra-Democrat fight. I mean, Mayor Adams is a Democrat. Mayor Lightfoot is a Democrat. The mayors of many of our big cities are part of that Democratic Party machine. And they are now complaining. They're trying to blame it on governors like Abbott of border states. But, you know, I'm sure behind the scenes and sometimes in public, they're saying, yeah, you guys can't do this to us forever. And then meanwhile, they're turning around and dumping on people, you know, in their own counties. I was reading about Chicago sending people out to other cities and towns in Illinois, and New York is sending them to live in hotels in places like Newburgh, you know, an hour north of New York City and even into upstate New York. And it's creating a lot of problems for them politically because there's no money for this. You're talking about educating, housing, feeding, caring for, you know, essentially indigent people who have a lot of needs.
Are there outstate mayors that are going to say no to this, that are going to say, hell no, not in my community?
Well, the authorities in I can't remember the name of the county, but I think Newburgh was the city just outside New York, that they said exactly that. They said, you can't do this to us. I mean, that city, I don't know if you remember, but they had a case of terrorists. I mean, it turned out it was probably an FBI operation gone wrong. They had a massive arrest of gang members recently for drugs and crime, you know, unemployment. They've got all kinds of social issues to handle themselves. And if you drop, you know, 60 young, unverified, unemployed men who may or may not have criminal records on them, that's asking them to do a lot in the way of social services that they just simply haven't budgeted for.
Democrats politically are trying to pin this on the Republicans, that it's all the Republicans' fault. How will this play politically?
Wow, I wish I knew. You know, I think there's plenty of blame to go around. It is true that Congress has not been able to agree on a real immigration reorganization for 50, 60 years because, there's just no agreement on where we should go. I do think it's completely unfair and disingenuous, and it's almost extortion from Mayorkas and Biden to say, well, geez, Congress needs to do something. Otherwise, we just have to open the borders. There's no other thing we can do. Because it's not true. They have the legal tools. They were all used under President Trump, and it wasn't perfect, but the number of people coming in was a tiny fraction of what it is today.
Simon Hankinson, really smart dude from the Heritage Foundation, national security, and of course the issue right now along our southern border with under 7 hours to go before the expiration of Title 42. We've got a national security problem on our hands, and it's not going away anytime soon. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, coming up right now, I'm going to give away a family four-pack of tickets to the San Gennaro Feast, the Italian and International Food and Music Festival at the M Resort, and May 10th through the 14th. This is going to be a really, 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 really fun deal. I am very, very excited. And I've got, in fact, caller number three, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I can smell the food from here. I can. I really can. Caller number 3, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how much money you put in your pocket. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500.
Paul Powell.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Trading Made Easy is an automated day trading software that provides you with the tools and the data you need to succeed as a day trader. Whether the market goes up or down, tune in Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn more tips and tricks. Call 1-800-971-4160 today to schedule your free live trading session. That's 1-800-971-4160. Tune in each and every Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn how to succeed as a day trader. Call 1-800-971-6160 to learn more.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Brad Sensabaugh from Henderson. He just scored a family four-pack of tickets to the San Gennaro Feast opening tonight. It's the Italian and International Food and Music Festival at the M Resort. Begins today, runs through the 14th, and this is a fun deal. I did it last year and had so much fun. The food was absolutely astounding, and you can smell it like a mile away. It's that good. Of course, tonight we've got Game 4. The NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, the Golden Knights, after coming up with a big, big win, they're going to try and go up 3-1 against the Edmonton Oilers on the road. Gentlemen, Jim, you've been tracking this series. Been kind of an up-and-down experience for the Golden Knights, but they're in control right now.
They are indeed. They lead 2-1. Game 4 is tonight, and goalie Adin Hill is going to be making his first Stanley Cup playoff start for the Vegas Golden Knights. And if we do win this game tonight, we would take a commanding 3-1 lead, which would give us an opportunity to close out the entire series in game 5, which would be coming up on Friday. So we're looking forward to that. We're wishing the best for Loren Brossoit, who sustained a lower body injury. It was kind of ugly. If indeed he cannot come back, it looks like it's going to be Adin Hill. Jonathan Quick is the backup. And when you look at Adin Hill, he had a pretty good record this year, Kevin. 16-7-1 and a .915 save percentage in 27 games, 25 of those starts. Not too shabby.
That's better. And by the way, if you look at goaltenders around the National Hockey League, that's better than most goaltenders around the National Hockey League. So, I mean, a little lacking in playoff experience, but what the hey? Anything can happen once you get to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And speaking of goalies, Stuart Skinner is going to be starting for the Oilers, and he was actually pulled at about the 12-minute mark of the second period of Game 3 after he had given up 4 goals. So, you know, maybe there's some people in his head right now that you would hope, at least from a Golden Knights perspective, he's trying to rebound himself. But the game's going to be on ESPN tonight, 7 o'clock, and hopefully if we can get a win here, maybe we can wrap this series up in Game 5.
And do it at home.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be nice? Clinch a series at home is kind of a fun thing. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're going to be sprinting to the finish line coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a